Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Patriots Friday here on WEEI. It's Jones and Keefe. We'll get to our Friday four-pack Patriots and Bills coming up. I've been alerted to a Jawan Bentley tweet.
A Jawan Bentley tweet?
He's on nice. IR.
Oh. But it doesn't mean he can't tweet.
So was he was the Patriots Friday guest on the Greg Hill show, and then he got hurt, and then they started getting Tavai? Is that right? Is that how that went down?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Interesting. So what did Jawan Bentley tweet? I'm trying to find it. I don't follow
it. Giardi retweeted it. Oh, so okay. That's how I saw it.
Good.
But it's Jawan Bentley. I'm scared of the media, LOL. Y'all got it. Happy New Year.
Y'all got it.
I don't really understand it. Oh, he did do a champagne cheersing emoji for the Happy New Year.
He did.
It's January 3rd. You can still say Happy New Year. Not to revisit that. I think it's an old Curb Your Enthusiasm bit, but...
Yeah, what did he give you? Did he
fifth
give
or you? Sixth, you can probably say it.
Is that what he said?
Happy New Year at the end.
No. I know that's what Jawan Bentley said.
Oh, I forget what
What was Larry
said.
David's line in the same?
Probably
I don't recall
like
anymore.
After,
yeah, it was probably like a day.
After done.
Yeah, I think he's already outside the realm of that, but okay.
Why is he saying he's... I mean, I know he's joking, but why is he even suggesting that he's scared of the media? What's the... I don't really understand it.
It's got to be the blowback on Tavai, right?
Yeah, but that's the fans. It's fans versus Tavai. It's got nothing really
to
do with
Tavai,
the media.
But Tavai, it happened in an interview with the media.
I don't know.
Fans are lashing back. I think Greg and Courtney and Wiggy and Curtis, they all gave him a chance to walk it back.
Seriously.
They gave him a lot of chances to walk it back, and he doubled and tripled down on his comments. So I don't think it happened in a radio interview and whatever.
But this
players
would be,
probably lose track of the details, but I think that's what he's referencing.
So this would actually be a smart play.
Is he referencing it with us? I don't think he's referencing our interview.
I don't think so. This would be a smart move, though, by them. Because players versus fans are going to win every time.
Yeah.
Players versus media, players win.
Every time.
Fans will be like, hell yeah. And then they'll turn on whoever it is, right?
Yeah.
So that's what you want to do.
Yeah. Put
change
this back
the
on us.
Be like, I know we called out the fans and we told you you were spoiled and we told you you can't boo and you got to be like,
but
ride
the media's
or die.
Mean.
How about the media? They were the ones that were there.
Yeah.
They were the ones with the microphone.
They're the ones who wanted Bill gone.
That's right.
Yeah, do that.
Then they can be together. And
that's
be
a good
excited.
Move.
Yeah.
The media wanted
smart.
Bill gone.
Keep it up.
That's how you do it.
There you go.
I'm scared of the media, LOL. Y'all got it.
He's got it all figured out.
Happy New Year. Okay.
Happy New Year to you as
what
well.
What did we get? Like our pound of flesh with Tavai? Is that what he's saying?
Honestly, I don't really understand it.
I don't quite follow either.
No.
But I think the way that Nick described it was right. That's a cryptic tweet from Jelani Tavai.
At least it wasn't just a cry face emoji like our guy Christian Gonzalez.
That's true. Jonathan is in Randolph. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, guys. Unironically, is there a more unlikable team in town than the Patriots right now from top to bottom? Because that's what they've devolved into.
Well, don't sleep on the Red Sox.
I was
going to
say, more unlikable, Patriots or Red Sox, Keith?
As of this moment,
Patriots.
Because of the Garrett Crochet trade, I would say the Patriots are more unlikable.
Yeah, so to answer your question, Jonathan, also, no, there's no one more unlikable.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue that at least John Henry doesn't pee on your head and tell you it's rain, like unlike this ownership group. But with the crash, if they go by their emotion and keep Mayo and keep, you know, the regime in charge, Patriots fans won't be able to, you know, make fun of Brick Johnson and Jim Irsay and the Haslams of the world anymore, because we'll be there. We'll be there.
Yeah, this is my feeling. For anybody who is putting their belief in the Crafts to move on from Mayo, you just believe in the Crafts more than me. And if they fire him, I will applaud the move. And I think Jonathan said it right. It's emotionless to fire him. It would be emotional to keep him. I think a lot of times you fire someone out of emotion.
Right.
You overreact out of emotion.
No.
This would be looking at it rationally. This would be unemotional. Keeping Mayo would be the emotional move. They need to get past that.
Yeah.
I don't trust them to do that.
They have so much to do to be better next year, and that's one thing that you can kind of control. Right? Like, you're going to have to hit on some draft picks. You're going to have to hit in free agency. The free agency part, a little bit more controllable. The draft pick thing, like, you know, we'll wait and see. But the roster is going to need a bit of an overhaul. But if you're the owner of the team, you can look at it and say, are we going in the right direction? And is this the guy that's going to pull us out of that? I don't know what would...
No and no.
I was going to say, I don't know how you could possibly think that the answer is yes to that. So can you suck it up and realize that you made a mistake? Because this is different than, what would you say, 90% of coach hires? How many owners in the league had the relationship with their current head coach that Kraft and Mayo had?
Oh, very few.
99%? Like, maybe, I don't know. I'd have to go through them all, but...
I'll give you one. Irsay, when he brought in Jeff Saturday as a replacement.
Right.
Like, that's...
For a weekend.
It's that level of...
And then they said, see you later.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, those guys, it's probably a little bit easier. It's not... If you fire your coach, you're not like, oh, my God, like, what an error I made. You're like, screw that up. Let's get the next guy.
Well,
that's what most owners would do. This one, he's talked himself, like the Thunder buddies. Like, these guys are linked.
And if you want to win back your fan base, this would be a big move to do that.
Yeah.
And, like, that's not the reason to make a decision, but it would help. Because I don't think he's very popular, meaning Robert, with the fan base right now. Let's get to our four-pack of questions for Patriots and Bills
Sunday, Billy!
Week 18. What do we got, Billy?
First question, are you rooting for the Bills to win the AFC?
I think so.
I'm a yes.
Because it's not the Chiefs.
No.
It's never the Steelers. I kind of like Lamar.
Don't you want a Bills-Lions Super Bowl? Like,
yes.
Absolutely, that's what I want.
Yeah, I do.
Unquestionably, that's what I want.
So I'm a little...
And I'm not going to root for the Chiefs. I like Lamar, too, but I'm going to root for Josh Allen and the Bills over them.
Yeah, they seem kind of harmless, the Bills.
Yeah.
You know, they've never won a damn thing.
Cute, cuddly little friend.
I have some buddies that are Bills fans, and he's like, yeah, way to go.
I like my Bills buddies.
All through college, we had a bet, not even against the spread, just a straight-up bet, Bills versus Pats. I think I won like 12 straight, and we would bet like subs and beer or whatever it was, and I won like 12 straight. I felt bad by the end. And then finally we get out of college, and now the roles are reversed, but we don't do the bet anymore.
Yeah.
I probably owe him several subs.
I would say I would root for the Chiefs just to get to the Super Bowl and then blow it.
Well, it's a great story. And then
you do not want the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
No, I think I am rooting for the Bills. Plus, Josh Allen's as likable a player as there is in sports.
I think Josh Allen is our next question.
Yep.
Oh.
Yes, it is. Is
who
Josh
the
Allen?
Hell showed you the questions?
Rice?
Yeah. This is crazy.
I know he was hovering over my shoulder.
I had a feeling.
Get out of there.
We wrote it down like Dietrich Wise.
Is Josh Allen the MVP?
Yes.
I think Lamar.
So Nick also thinks Lamar. You guys think Lamar's going to win?
Dude,
why?
Lamar's insane because Lamar's team, they're both playoff bound. Neither one's the number one seed. Lamar can win the division this Saturday, so they can both be division winners. Mm-hmm. Would it blow your hair back for me to tell you that Lamar has more passing touchdowns than Josh Allen? And fewer interceptions.
No.
Plus his run game.
I understand
and
he
his
has,
QB ratings through the roof.
I understand he has better stats.
It is more yards.
Would it blow your hair back to know that Josh Allen had better stats last year than Lamar Jackson and he didn't win the MVP?
Who won the MVP last year?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson should win it than this year.
Okay, but I'm telling you, just because you have better stats doesn't mean you win the MVP. If that were the case, Josh Allen would have been MVP last year. Allen's due. He's going to win it. I think he deserves it.
So that's more of a career achievement award is what you're doing.
Well, but he got boned out of one last year, so you're going to bone Lamar out of another one this year.
They're not going to bone anybody out of anything.
It's still going to be 2-1.
Give Lamar the MVP.
It's still going to be 2-1 at the end of the day. Allen should have won it last year. Lamar didn't deserve it. Maybe Lamar deserves it more this year.
Lamar
I still think
does.
That's a debate, by the way. I would go Josh Allen. He is going to win it, and I think he should win it.
I just think the people... As a little aside, the people that say Lamar Jackson can't throw.
Oh, they're
are we
so
done
wrong.
With that?
Yeah, I would hope.
We're dead. That needs to be over with, right?
I would really
hope.
Right, yeah, Lamar can't throw. I would say he's very accurate. just on like pure.
He's going to have 40 touchdown passes over 4,000 yards and like a QB rating of like 120 something.
Okay, but I'm saying on traditional metrics, traditional metrics for passing are good.
Watch them.
The advanced ones are really good too. And the eye test, but the advanced metrics on Lamar are really good. Completion percentage over expected, all that stuff. Completion percentage from a clean pocket, which you would expect him to be an outside the pocket guy. All of those have been good with Lamar for years.
Okay.
What's our next? I don't know what our next question is, Billy.
This will be news to Joe.
I am unaware. What could it be?
Would you rather go to 4 straight Super Bowls and lose them all, or in 4 years win 1 Super Bowl and finish last those other 3 years?
It's a great question.
The Red Sox approach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think 10 years removed from it, the answer is the 1 Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're living it, and now we're about to see the Patriots finish dead last in back-to-back years, it's rough.
I don't know.
I think I might take 4 years where you win 50-plus regular season games and you are in the Super Bowl every year. I think
and
that's
losing
better.
It and getting kicked in the nuts every single year?
Nut kick. But
no,
you are in it. You are in it
that.
The whole time, all the way until February. And you're not rooting for draft picks and doing all that stuff.
Okay.
I think when you're in the moment, it has to be that thing.
Before the Celtics won. Before the Celtics won, they were in it. They were winning a bunch of regular season games, Eastern Conference Final, NBA Finals appearance. I didn't love that.
Do you remember when they were finishing last? Remember
I do.
Those years? How bad was that?
I do, but do you remember
like
the 07? Championship?
Do you remember 07?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all remember 08, but do you remember 07?
Okay, but in a four-year span, one title or zero titles? I want one title. I don't care about the
dead last finishes.
I don't care about the last place
so
finishes.
That's how
if there's a championship in there.
That's how I always would have answered it, but after living the Red Sox recently and the Patriots these 2 years, I think I would take the 4 years where you're... I think as a Boston fan, we've sort of changed our tune because all four teams have won in the last 20 years. But I think overall, I think I would take the being the best team or one of the two best teams, I guess, for 4 straight years.
Okay.
I know. Yeah, it's a loser mentality. But these last place finishes are draining.
It's
a hard watch.
So you would rather be the Bills of the early 90s than like Washington who won a Super Bowl mixed in there. I know they didn't have 3 last place finishes around it.
Yeah,
you
could probably find a team. I'm trying to think who that would even be.
Right.
But yes, I think I might be. You have Thurman Thomas. You got the Kagan offense. Flying around.
That was fun.
Zubaz pants.
That was fun. The Zubaz.
Yeah, you're kicking ass.
I mean, you're not wrong about that. Frank Reich could put together a comeback here and there. That
sure
was fun.
Could.
You're not wrong. Okay. What's our last question, Billy?
Final question. Who's the second best player on the Bills offense?
You know who I think? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it's James Cook, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
He gets slept on. Like, I don't think he gets brought up as one of the best running backs. Is he playing this weekend? Did they say?
I doubt it. Well, I'm sorry. I don't think he'll play a substantial amount. I mean, I think the starters are probably going to play like a series or two.
He's
probably
19 yards shy of a 1,000-yard season.
So they'll get him that.
Maybe they'll get him that. But he's got 15 touchdowns. Like, I feel like every time I watch the Bills this year, he kind of jumps out to me. I always thought
that's 15 rushing or 15 total?
15 rushing.
Okay.
He also got the Saquon treatment. Josh Allen snuck in, what,
that's
10
a good,
touchdowns?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
He caught two.
So he has 17 touchdowns, and he missed
the
game.
He's a factor in the passing game for sure. I like James Cook quite a bit. I think he's their second best player on offense. Who else would it even be? Shakir? Amari Cooper's a good player. I feel
Keon
like he hasn't
Coleman.
Done much there. I like Coleman.
Coleman's decent.
Shakir's kind of their guy who makes it go. I don't know if he has like the best numbers.
Yeah.
But he's the guy who...
Amari Cooper hasn't done anything.
No, not much.
No.
On a big third down, it's Shakir. On a drive starter, it's Shakir. It's
Dalton
him.
Dalton Kincaid's not bad.
Mm.
You don't like Dalton Kincaid? He's not bad.
I don't love him.
No.
I would say it's Shakir if it's not Cook, but I would say James Cook. I would take any of those. I would take every single name we just mentioned on the Patriots, by the way.
Wiggy chiming in saying, different sport, but were the Toronto Raptors similar? They won it the 1 year with Kawhi Leonard, and then they probably sucked all around.
Wouldn't you rather be the Toronto Raptors with Kawhi with the 1 year? Yes. Yes, you would. Wiggy, great answer.
All right. Maybe you're right.
He's got you there.
Maybe you're right.
Wiggy, not very fond of the movie
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu.
No, he saw Nosferatu, which I was going to see in the theater, but he said, wait for it. So I will wait for it.
Okay.
Take his advice.
Yeah.
Nick, same?
Yeah, I was going to watch it. I don't think I'm going anymore.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
One of the big four horror buffs here at the station. Me, Nick, Wiggy, and Stiz.
I did hear...
the Mount Rushmore of horror fans.
Quite a bit. I don't know, not to spoil anything.
Go ahead.
But I did hear quite a bit about some below-the-belt scenes.
Oh, yeah. Dracula male genitalia. Yeah.
I did.
That's
I did not to give anything away, but that's in there. To which I said,
change your plans.
Why,
maybe I'll see it tonight.
Why am I waiting until that comes out?
Why am I waiting?
Be in 3D?
Yeah, what?
Magnum Dom.
Got my glasses, my 3D glasses.
Why am I waiting for this
show
to stream?
Yeah.
I'd like to go see
we
this.
We should show outing.
Show outing.
And then
outing.
Monday, Drod Mayo gets fired. We lead the show with our Nosferatu review.
Or what do we call it? Nos Tarafu?
He called it something different every time. The name is tricky, Nick, okay? The name's tricky.
He got it.
To the point where I don't even know the name anymore.
No. You knew what he was talking about.
The new Dracula movie. Count Orlok.
So that's our Friday four-pack.
Very good.
Each and every Friday here on Jones and Keefe, part of our Patriots Friday. The Red Sox offseason has slowed down. I think that's fair to say.
To a halt.
If this is it, are you happy with the Red Sox offseason? If they're done, are you happy with what they've done to this point? We'll get to it next.
Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe. On WEEI.
Ken Rosenthal thinks that it's a logical connection. Alex Bregman and the Red Sox, good fit. Best guess, Keith, are the Red Sox landing Alex Bregman?
They are not.
Okay.
They're not going to land Alex Bregman.
I'm with you on that, too. I'll applaud them. I'm higher on Bregman than you are. I like what he represents, even more so than just like how he's been on the field. Winning player, guy who's come through in big spots. The Red Sox would be spending. I almost like more what he represents than what he actually brings on the field, but I also think there's a fit on the field. I'd play him at third. And move Devers,
sure.
But it sounds like if he comes here, he's going to be playing second base. Fine, I'd still take him.
Yeah.
Let's say they don't. I agree with you. I don't think they do.
Seems unlikely.
They're not going to get Alex Bregman. And it's Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. Quick thought here on the Red Sox. We'll get back to Jelani Tavai, his comments, Jerod Mayo, his future. Still scheduled to talk to Jeremy Springer because Alex Van Pelt was originally scheduled to be on the show, and now he's not going to be on, which tells me he's a goner, which I think we already knew.
Hey, what happened?
So we'll do all that coming up. But if the Red Sox are done, Garrett Crochet, Walker Buehler, who I'm not even sure you've really even had an opportunity to talk about yet.
No, I was off when that move happened.
Aroldis Chapman.
Stop.
Anything else? Are you happy with their offseason if this is it?
Happy seems a little strong.
Okay.
I think it's been a solid offseason for them. They didn't spend real money. Like, so there's still that part. If you want to be mad at the ownership for not, you know, how can you be in on Juan Soto, reportedly, for $700 million, but then you don't sign anybody else anywhere near that kind of money? That seems strange, and it's sort of confirming what my biggest fears were, is that they're not going to spend money like they used to. They're going to try to do it in other ways. They have this good farm system. They traded off one of the good pieces to get Garrett Crochet, which is a great trade. You and I are both happy about that.
Yeah.
He has the chance to be one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, so you can't be upset about that. And they took a rotation last year that, for the most part, overachieved. Tanner Houck, Cutter Crawford were way better than I thought they were going to be. And you weren't like, well, let's see what they do again next year. No, you went out and got two guys better than them. So I do like that. And they didn't really do anything to the lineup. Even a guy like Teoscar Hernandez, who I wouldn't have like thrown a parade for, would have been an upgrade. Don't get him. So
Santander is still out there. Everybody thinks he's going to go to the Blue Jays.
So, again, you don't need to win a million games to then win the World Series. You need to win like 86, 87 games, squeak into the playoffs, and go on a run. Just play meaningful baseball in September, and I'll feel pretty good about it.
That's all you need to do? Your goals should be higher, all you need to do in baseball. I agree with you on that.
I think they can do that. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, I'm really thrilled with the offseason. But they added two front-end starting pitchers, so, like, I think it's solid.
You said it right. I'm not happy with it. I expected more, but they're better.
Yeah.
So I'm frustrated they didn't spend real money. They still haven't spent money. Chapman's a one-year deal. Buehler's a one-year deal. Sandoval is effectively a one-year deal. Garrett Crochet is cheap, and he has 2 years left on his deal, and you better pay him now or he's going to be really expensive.
Oh, yeah, he is.
So they haven't spent real money, which frustrates me. And they haven't done enough. I'm not happy with it, but I will acknowledge they're better. Here's an example of that. Buster only today.
All right.
ESPN did their power rankings throughout Major League Baseball. They have the Red Sox eighth in all of baseball. I can give you the AL if you want in a second.
Eighth?
You could make a case, writes Buster Olney.
All right, we'll make a case.
The Red Sox are the most improved team of the winter with the addition of Garrett Crochet and Walker Buehler at the front of the rotation. He calls Trevor Story a big X factor, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't hold my breath on that. The most improved team of the offseason, says Buster Olney.
Really?
That's what he said.
Huh.
They would be, by these rankings, the number three team in the AL, although also the number three team in the AL East. Yankees are third, Orioles are sixth. Everybody else is a National League team.
Hmm. Interesting.
Sounds high.
It does seem a little high. I was like, Sportsbook Rhode Island had the futures at 85.5 wins, which is 7 wins higher than last year's total, I think, like around this same time. But I kind of, like, I'm not going to take the under. It might be a no bet. Last year, the under felt pretty safe.
Yeah. You got this one, year? It's one you probably sit out, but you got to lean one way or the other.
Yeah, I think I might take the over.
Okay. So, look, they're better. Yeah. I don't think they did enough. They're still not spending money, but I will acknowledge they're better. So, am I happy with it? No.
Nah.
But, I don't know. If Buster Olney is even close to it, they're the most improved team this offseason. Probably says more about the state of baseball with a bunch of free agents still sitting out there. I don't expect them to get Bregman. If they do, I'd feel way better about their offseason. But that's where they're at. You guys can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on Bregman, your thoughts on the Red Sox offseason. If they're done, are you happy with it? Was it enough? Again, we'll get to your feedback. And we'll get back to the baby, whiny Patriots players, starting with Jelani Tavai calling out the fans. That's next.